The following episode may contain inappropriate material. Listener discretion is advised.
You're listening to the PVD Cast with John Orlando.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast. I am your humble host and your podcast purveyor, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 432. I hope all is well with you out there, and thank you very much for checking out this edition of the PVD Cast. Now, in true transparency and complete honesty, I had to rearrange the schedule this week. I had a guest that was lined up, but unfortunately, emailed me and said that we'd have to postpone our conversation till next week. And I understand that. And first of all, I appreciate that. I appreciate when life happens and a guest reaches out and says, hey, I'm sorry, but can we reschedule? I have no problem with that. And I'm looking forward to talking to that guest in the future. But as for this episode, I do have a guest, a gentleman who many of you already know, because you know he's my partner in crime with the sister podcast that I'm affiliated with called Matt Talk. That's right. Jason Taylor from the Three Geeks podcast is coming on to chat with me about a couple of different topics. You see, when I had to switch the schedule around, I knew what I could do with this empty slot in the schedule. And that was to tell folks about some changes coming up to the only Matlock-based podcast on the planet, Matt Talk. And so I reached out to Jason. I'm like, let's get together. Let's talk. Let's announce this through the PVD Cast, because we're going to be announcing it here in a couple of days through Matt Talk. So we'll really get the word out there that there's some changes coming up, some positive changes for that show. And so he agreed, but he also suggested that maybe we tie in a talk of old TV shows and old movies, because we oftentimes start off episodes of Matt Talk talking about what we're currently watching on TV or movie-wise. And so it just kind of fits that we're going to be talking about those movies and those TV shows from when we were kids, so from the 70s and 80s. Some of the movies I'm going to be discussing are going to be a little bit more in the past, like the 1930s, 1940s, 1950s. But we're going to talk about that first, and then we'll get to the big announcement that we have for Matt Talk. So with that, I have one little bit of business to do real quick, and that's to let you know about a great sponsor of this podcast. And of course, that can only mean that I'm talking about World's Greatest Comics. They are located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. And if you are in Central Ohio, you owe it to yourself to stop by the store and see all the kind folks there. They will help you with whatever you need for your fandom, whether it's single issues, graphic novels, collections, back issues, toys, collectibles, posters, you name it, they probably got it. So, once again, stop by the store, or if you're out of the area, you can always check them out online. WGComics.com is their web address, and they're pretty active on the Facebook page. Just search for at WGComics. And again, I want to thank the fine folks down there at World's Greatest for all the support throughout the years. I really, truly do appreciate it. And for one final time, check out the store, darn it. Okay. That was very demanding, I know. But you know what? I demand that you stay put and get ready, because after this break, you're going to hear Jason Taylor and I talk about old-timey movies and TV shows and make our big announcement for our sister podcast, Matt Talk. All right, my guest needs no introduction. You all out there that enjoy the sister podcast of the PVD Cast and the Three Geeks podcast, of course, I'm talking about Matt Talk. You know him very well. He's a good friend indeed, a good podcaster indeed. Please welcome to the show, Jason Taylor. How you doing, man?
Dude, as far as listenership and viewership goes, Three Geeks and PVDcast are looking more like our side projects, and Matt Talk is looking like our main show now. And I'm glad to be finally invited onto this lovely program that you have on, and not just used in like pre-recorded material. This is fantastic. Thanks for having me.
Well, you're welcome, man. I mean, as I explained in the intro, had to shuffle the schedule around a little bit, and we actually are going to do a little bit of work for Matt Talk as well. We have an announcement that about something that we're going to try with the show. Hopefully it'll be successful. I think it will be, because as you alluded to, since we started doing them live, doing a live stream, our viewership is way up.
Dude, yeah, we're about to cross 2,000 for the NARC.
Yeah, I mean, it's impressive, and that's making us rethink a few things. And we'll get to that in a little bit, but let's start things off like we normally do. If you have never checked out an episode of Matt Talk, we usually discuss at the beginning of the episode things that we've been watching, things that we have enjoyed in TV and movies. And so we decided we were going to take a look at talking about a few of our favorite shows from our youth, the 70s and 80s. And because, I mean, why not? We're going to be talking quite a bit about Matlock, which is, of course, the reason why we do Matt Talk. So, Jason, we basically have agreed that it's got to be from the 70s and 80s when we were kids. Nothing past. Right. But nothing, no 90s, no 2000s, none of that stuff.
Hmm.
And no game shows, no cartoons, no pro wrestling for me. That's its own kind of genre.
Hold on. Before we start talking about this, did you see that MeTV has an animated channel coming out soon?
No.
Have you seen the Saturday lineup for this? Is all the Saturday night cartoons or Saturday morning cartoons spread out over a week? Like, the programming for this channel is insane. There's like Beetlejuice in the morning, and then Real Ghostbusters, and then like G.I. Joe, and then like Transformers. GoBots is even on this lineup. Like, my head is about to explode, because that's all that's going to be on in my house for like a couple weeks before I get, you know, the novelty of it wears off. But I am
On. I've just pulled open. This is an article from Animation Magazine. It is from about a week ago, May 29th. Cartoon All-Stars. Every day of the week, MeTV Toons will put a spotlight on world-class collection of cartoons the viewers do not want to miss. They are all together because they are cartoon all-stars. Woody Woodpecker, Popeye, Mr. Magoo, Tom and Jerry, Droopy and Casper, the Flintstones, Scooby-Doo Sunday specials. The Flintstones was a Sunday special. Bugs Bunny, Johnny Quest, The Jetsons, Top Cat, Yogi Bear, Betty Boop, which those will probably have to be curated a little bit better. If you know anything about the history of Betty Boop, some of those are a little bit spicy, shall we say. Speed Racer. Wow, that is Police Academy, The Mask, Adam Ant, Secret Squirrel, Rocky and Bullwinkle, Bugs Bunny and Friends, Wacky Races, The Real Ghostbusters, Josie and the Pussycats, The Underdog Show. Wow, this is amazing.
Mr. Gadget, John, like, and even on Sundays, I don't know if you ever watched this as a kid. I did, because I grew up in a very religious family. They've even got the Greatest Adventure Stories from the Bible animated series on this channel. Like, this is insane. I cannot wait for this to debut. It's all of the favorite. The completely mental adventures of Ed Grimley, which I don't think I've ever seen, but I totally want to check it out. Cartoon All-Stars, Captain Planet and the Planeteers, Alf, the animated series, Alf Tales, Beetlejuice. Oh, my God. I cannot wait.
Wait a minute. Time out. That one that you mentioned, is that a Martin Short cartoon? Yeah, okay. I thought it was. Man, that's a lot. Then we're only a year away from MeTV starting their own podcasting broadcast, and there we are. We're the front runners.
That's right, man.
That's right, indeed. No, I did not see that. Thanks for mentioning it. I heard a little snippet about something about cartoons when I had MeTV on the other day watching Matlock, but I wasn't paying attention. I was kind of getting something out of the kitchen and that, so... That's some really cool stuff, though. That's really awesome. All right, well, let's start talking about our we'll go about three shows each before we get into, I have a couple movies I want to talk about, and then we'll get into our news for Matt Talk. So start us off, Jason. What show warms your hearts and makes you reminisce and nostalgic for a simpler time?
I am going to start it off because I've started rewatching this recently, and that is Bewitched. I enjoy this show. Elizabeth Montgomery, Dick York, Sergeant York, Dick Sergeant. I don't remember the right combinations of names, but it's funny that they got somebody with a similar name who looks the same to replace Darren, because I believe the first Darren passed away.
That's a great question. I don't know if he did. I thought he just was replaced, because if I'm not mistaken, it was Larry Hagman, wasn't it, that replaced him?
No, he was replaced by, I'm looking it up, Dick York, Sergeant, Dick Sergeant, and then Billy Mummy.
Okay.
As Darren. Oh, that's young Darren. Okay, so yeah, it was Dick York and Dick Sergeant.
Okay. What am I thinking that it was Larry Hagman? I don't know. That's I Dream of Jeannie.
There you go.
That's what it is. It's I Dream of Jeannie is Larry Hagman. Okay. All right. So my bad on that one. But okay. I got to be honest with you. I didn't think that would be a one that would be on your list. I just got to be honest with you.
Yeah, man. I love this show. I know it's a surprise, but yeah, it's been one of my favorites since I was super young.
Well, I'm going to go with one that probably you're going to see a theme with all of my choices, but the A-Team. I as a kid was fascinated with the A-Team. I mean, you had Mr. T, who was very electric. You know, he had a big personality. There was nonstop action. You had machine guns. Good guys win, bad guys lose. Funny story, though. My mother did not let me watch the first few episodes of the A-Team.
Why not?
She did not appreciate Mr. T calling everybody sucker. Listen, sucker. Like, I don't know why, like, from, you know, my mom was a child of the 50s, you know, so that kind of, like, disrespectful language was still, in 1983, a little bit controversial with my mom. But she did allow me to start watching it after I think I went to a friend's house and watched it, and my mom was like, all right, well, go ahead. So the other thing is, I got to mention, just because I'm a nerd, I had the A-Team action figure line. All right. It's one of the few toys I don't know what happened to. I had them all. It was a very bad action figure line, though. Do you want to guess why?
Why?
Well, think about it. Was there a consistent villain every episode? No, yeah. There wasn't. It was always they had to outfox the U.S. Army. So there was never like a bad guy line. And they made bad guys, but there was no like connection to them, because I'm like, so this guy is Blowtorch. Okay, he looks like he's a punk rock dude. He was never on the show. So kind of a lame-o toy line for the A-Team. And then, of course, too, also more recently hearing some of the behind-the-scenes stuff that went on that show kind of also makes me a little bit sad that Hannibal Smith was such a jerk.
It seems to be a theme in old television shows, but I have not ever seen an episode of the A-Team. It's on my list to watch sooner than later, but I did watch the A-Team movie from a few years ago. I didn't think that was bad at all.
No, it was very good. I liked it. As a fan of the show, I really liked it. I thought they did a great job with it. Casting was great. Direction was good. I liked the director. Joe Carnahan's a favorite of mine. You know what? I have a disc we'll have to get together. I got it as a gift. It was like, it's an 8-episode like mini pack of like, there's 8 random episodes of the A-Team. The only reason why I got it was my cousin gave it to me as a gift because it has the Hulk Hogan episode on it. So, because Hulk Hogan was in an episode, obviously, because, you know, as we've talked before, every 80s show had their wrestling tie-in. So,
the Bewitched movie was not good.
there was a Bewitched movie?
Yeah, with Will Ferrell and Nicole Kidman. But instead of playing, which I think was cast fantastically, but instead of playing their characters, it's about like the making of Bewitched reboot television show. And it was just awful. Like, I went into it thinking I was going to get a movie version of the show, and it wasn't that at all.
Oh, okay. I can see. All right. I forgot about that movie. That shows you how impactful how popular it was.
Yeah. I saw it in theaters. That's why I'll never forget it. I think it's one of the few movies I've walked out of, maybe. But anyway, my second one is Happy Days. That's just one of my favorite shows of all time. I absolutely love
it. I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised. I knew that was going to be on the list.
When we got to talk to Linda Pearl for Matt Talk, I was so excited because I loved her on Happy Days. She was only on one season, but she was very good. She played essentially Fonzie's fiance for a season.
Yeah, cool. I remember you lit up like a Christmas tree when you got a chance to talk about that with Linda. So
yeah.
My next one, Knight Rider. I mean, it was the start of all those vehicle shows, whether you're talking about Airwolf or Street Hawk or Auto Man. It had cool cars. You know, again, I think the only drawback was that it didn't have a consistent villain, but every episode was really cool. You got to see Kit do his thing, you know, the idea of a car that could drive itself. And most recently, I noticed, I watched a quick documentary about, they actually had dual steering wheels because they wanted to always show Michael Knight with the steering wheel in his hands. And if they did it the way it was lined, like the car was set up, you would never see his hands. So they actually, like a, you know, kind of like a postal vehicle, they had a steering wheel inserted on the other side so that there could be a technician there driving and they could show all the different camera angles of Michael Knight driving the car, which I thought was cool. I never knew that.
I've never seen that show either.
Really?
It's got Mr. Feeny as the voice of the car too.
Yes, it does. It does. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, as a kid, what was there not to like about that? You know, and again, you seeing that I'm sticking with the action TV shows for yours truly. But anyways, what's the next one for you?
Well, honorable mention, can't mention game shows. The game show that you would watch knowing that whoever lost was getting divorced after the show was over, and that was the Newlywed Game. Freaking love that show. And I laughed even as a teenager because I'd watch it on one of the over-the-air channels, had it playing like late at night. I'd watch it and laugh every time somebody got the answer wrong. It's like, oh, you're in trouble. But my number three is one of the things that made me who I am today, and that's the Batman 1966 television series. And without that show, who knows if I'd be the nerd in front of you today.
Okay, real quickly, if I may, I'm going to go back to what you were saying about the Newlywed Game. It's funny you mentioned that. I went to dinner with some friends, and they were talking about The Amazing Race. And my one buddy's wife was like, wouldn't you want to go on and compete? I think we could do this. And my buddy's like, yeah, and then get divorced because we can't decide sometimes what time to go to the airport or what cereal to buy. When do you think it's going to be when the stakes are that high? So I was like, yeah, I could see where that might cause some.
I also like the dating game, which they brought back a few years ago. It was stupid, but I like the old dating game. That was fun.
Well, if I'm going to give an honorable mention for a game show, it's going to be Pressure Luck. I loved Pressure Luck. I thought that was the coolest show ever. The new one's okay. The new one's all right. I don't know if Elizabeth Banks is the right person to host that show.
Have you watched more recent ones?
No. I watched them when they first came out. Why?
Yeah, she's really her own as a host on that show.
Okay, so she's kind of gotten everything together, so to speak. She knows what she's doing now.
Yeah, because from my understanding, she had never hosted a show before. It's kind of like Carrie first did The Price is Right. It was kind of awkward at first because he's trying to learn. Yeah, she's definitely coming to her own on that show. Not afraid to let her personality go. I love Pressure Luck. Oh, I love it when they lose it all because they get greedy and I laugh. It's like, ha ha, you should have stuck.
Well, my last one is, I don't know, you're going to have to tell me, is this a problematic show to like now? As a kid, I loved the Dukes of Hazzard.
I don't know. I think the car is problematic.
That's what I wrote down in my notes. I think the car is a little bit problematic. But, man, as a kid, again, every week, running from the cops, jumping the river in the car, the narration from Waylon Jennings. You know, I wasn't even bothered by the fact that, it seemed that there was the season where they had the cousins join Coy and Vance. I was too little to understand the ramifications of that. I also, though, did somewhat when it came back, like when TNT, I think, was showing it in the afternoons, like years ago. This was probably, 20 years ago, maybe even longer. They brought it back, and I was excited for it. But then I was kind of like, man, this doesn't hold up well because they're wrecking a lot of police cars in Hazzard County, so their budget for the police department has to be pretty high. it has to be astronomical. Property taxes are probably out the nose in Hazard County.
Yeah, probably. You just made me think of something, John, because you mentioned, you know, how it used to be on air runs. I want something like TV Land to come back, not showing like the old shows that we all know and love, but TV Land used to play like Love and the Happy Days, like the original Happy Days pilot that wasn't part of Happy Days, it was part of another show, or they'd play like the obscure spinoffs that nobody else watches, or mm-hmm. the shows that launched the backdoor pilots and stuff. I miss watching that. Sorry, random bit of trivia. Like, yeah.
No. I would yearn for the days of, like, if they brought back some of those cool shows from, like, USA, like La Femme Nikita and Silk Stockings and some of those. What was the one? Burn Notice. I mean, I would like a network, an over-the-air network, to get the rights to all those and air those, man. That would be awesome.
Well, I think a lot of those are streaming now. I love USA shows, especially, like, the more recent ones, like Psych. I'm watching White Collar right now. I've watched Suits. And I've seen Burn Notice. Yeah, I'm down. Give me a channel of those kind of shows.
I'm going to interrupt my conversation with Jason for just one moment to talk to you about World's Greatest Comics. They are your one-stop shop for all your comic book-related needs. They've got single issues, collections, graphic novels, toys, collectibles, hundreds upon hundreds of back issues. So as you can see, they have everything for your fandom. So stop by the store if you're in Central Ohio. They're located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. Or you can check them out online. WGComics.com is the web address, and they're pretty active on the Facebook page. Just search for @WGComics.
Okay, so we're talking about our favorite TV shows. Any more that you wanted to throw out there?
Only reason this didn't make my list because I haven't seen it in for so long because it's not on anything, and that is Mr. Ed. Why can't we get a gritty reboot to Mr. Ed? Let's go. I used to watch Mr. Ed all the time. Horse is a horse, of course, of course. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun. Not one of my favorites, but that's okay. Well, let's stick with this idea because you and I have actually talked a little bit about this subject, and I want to bring it up here. So I have been diving into watching some movies, some older films, not current films. And one I came across, and I wanted to watch it, and I told you about it. I said, you have to go see it. There's a 1956 movie called Please Murder Me, and it's a film noir, and it is currently streaming for free on Tubi, and it stars Raymond Burr, Angela Lansbury, and Denver Pyle, and I only mentioned Denver Pyle because there's the connection to Dukes of Hazzard because he was Uncle Jesse. And
there's
Uncle
Jesse, and that is John Stamos.
No, let's not start an argument.
An Uncle Jesse war? Let's do it.
Okay, you know what? I'll give you Uncle Jesse from Full House if you say there's not a better looking cousin than Daisy Duke.
I don't know. I have no context. So I have to look her
up. Oh, you're no fun. Okay. Anyways, this movie is really well done. It's kind of a whodunit. But
oh, yeah, I agree with that, John. 1,000%.
What?
Daisy Duke. Yeah, thumbs up.
Oh, okay. You referenced her. You looked her up.
Yeah, I Googled.
Okay. All right. I wasn't sure if you were 1,000%ing me on that or Raymond Burr. I wasn't sure what you were doing. So anyways, Raymond Burr plays this attorney in this movie. And man, this is it. This is Perry Mason before he got the role of Perry Mason. But it's Perry Mason, if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, man. And yeah, I can't wait to see this. You brought it up to my attention. I just haven't had time to watch it this week, but definitely on my short list.
Yeah, it's really well done. The brief summary, Angela Lansbury has a husband, but she's seeing Raymond Burr on the side. Husband ends up getting killed. And then there's another individual that's involved in this love triangle. I don't want to give it away, but it's pretty well done. And I think it was only like an hour and 20 minutes. So it's not a very long film either, but it goes right along. The pacing is perfect for that. So have you seen anything recently before I run through a couple of my other older ones?
I'm trying to think. Not anything older. I watched The First Omen today. We're reviewing it when we hit 666 subscribers. But other than that,
fill me in. Is when you said The New Omen, is that one that's come out recently?
Yeah, it's called The First Omen. It's a prequel. It's very good. It's my favorite of the Omen series by far.
Even better than the original?
I'm not a big fan of the original. I think the original is boring.
Really? Okay. I'm surprised by it.
I like the second one better than the first one because there's some interesting moments in the second one.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm going to throw out there one that I watched last night. It comes from a legendary director, Fritz Lang. It's called M. It was a movie from 1931. The main star and the only star that actor or actors I ever heard of was Peter Lorre. Of course, Peter Lorre went on to come to America and be in a bunch of different movies. He was a Bond villain as who was he as a Bond villain? Hold on, we'll Google it and we'll find out. Oh, he was in The Maltese Falcon. He was in Casablanca. He was in The Man Who Knew Too Much, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. I can't remember who he what villain he was in James Bond.
Henry Fonda?
No, Henry Fonda. Oh, he's in the original Casino Royale.
Oh, okay.
Peter Lorre. So, M was pretty good. It's a story about takes place in Germany. It's about a serial killer that's killing children in this little neighborhood or this city of in Germany. And basically, when he's caught, what do you do? Do you, you know, the mob? And I mean, like, the mob, not like the organized crime unit, but the mob of people from the city want to see him die. Others want to see him arrested. It's kind of an interesting take on the story. So I liked it. It was interesting. I mean, I liked it better than Metropolis, which is Fritz Lang's big movie, the silent film with the robot and that. I saw it last year at the Kappa Summer Movie Series. It was okay, but I liked M a little bit better. I thought it was a better story overall.
Not a silent film?
No, but it has subtitles because it's in German.
Oh, okay. Even better.
Yeah, so you do know what's going on, but yeah, you have to read the subtitles.
Nice.
The other ones that I've watched, two more, ladies and gentlemen, if you'll go with me here. The 1973 blaxploitation film Black Mama, White Mama, starring Pam Grier and somebody you know, Sid Haig. That's right. Captain Spaulding, Jason, was in this movie as one of the bad guys.
Nice.
And it was basically Pam Grier and another woman were wrongfully convicted of a crime, and so they do an escape from the prison and they, you know, try to make it back to their respective homes, if you will.
They become nuns?
Funny you mentioned that. They disguise themselves as nuns for part of the film. Yeah, they do. Yeah, but no, one is like she's part of she's like Patty Hearst. She's one of these like rebellious like revolutionaries, and then Pam Grier's character, she happened to be a prostitute, and she was trying to get back. She stole money from her pimp, and she was trying to get out of town, so to speak. So, all right, the last one, this one's from 1985, and Jason, you probably are familiar with it. I know you've heard the name. Have you ever seen Gymkata?
No.
Gymnastics and karate merged together into a unique fighting style. It's pretty awful. I will just tell you that. That was my bad movie, guilty pleasure of the... You're looking it up, aren't you? You're looking up the trailer?
No, I'm just looking up what the heck this is.
Oh, it's
Gymkata. I've never heard of it before in my life. I've seen the cover. I've seen the cover when I used to rent movies at the video store, which
I know somebody bring up to me. Uh-huh, same but here.
I've never seen the movie.
Well, it's kind of bad. Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you. It's pretty bad. But it was fun for, you know, for an evening of just mindless entertainment.
Well, this poor guy's career didn't go anywhere after he did Gymkata. He was in a movie called Circus and Slam, and that is it. Kirk Thomas, rest in peace.
Kirk Thomas actually was an Olympic gymnast, actually. He went to the Olympics. He wasn't really an actor. He was more along the lines of an athlete. So, because that always works out when we have athletes in movies.
Yeah.
Actually, that's not true because there have been some that have moved over. You know, The Rock. Yeah, exactly. I was gonna say him. OJ Simpson. Look, OJ was hilarious as Nuremberg. Right, wrong, or indifferent.
Facts.
That is a fact. Let's see who else. Who else? Can you name any other athletes that crossed over?
I don't think so.
Jim Brown. Jim Brown was one, but I don't know how much, you know. recognized his name as, most people probably know him from his football career rather than his acting career.
So, yeah, I've even heard of him.
Carl Weathers. He played college football for a little bit.
Bob Golic.
Bob Golic. Yes.
Golic. He was in Da Vinci's War, The Taking of Beverly Hills. Dreamboat was his last project. He was also in the Saved by the Bell, Wedding in Vegas. Dave's World, if you remember that. The show Coach. Coach is another guy that, if you haven't seen, highly recommended. I think it's on FreeTV on Amazon.
Okay. So there's been a few. We shouldn't bash all athletes. But Kurt Thomas, yeah, he did not go well. Or did not go well. Did not go anywhere after that one role of Jim Cotta.
Hulk Hogan.
Paul Hogan? What?
Hulk Hogan.
Oh, he said Hulk Hogan. I just said Paul Hogan. I was going to say, what was he an athlete in? Australian rules football? Knife throwing? All right. Well, Jason, let's get to it here. Let's wrap up and end this episode here real quick, talking about Matt Talk. So you and I, again, want to thank everybody out there who's watching the shows that we do every Sunday night.
Bubba Smith. I can't believe we didn't mention Bubba Smith or Andre the Giant. Man.
Yeah, I know. Wow.
Go ahead. Jim, that's okay. Jason Lee was also a skateboarder, professional skateboarder.
Okay, I'll take that as a sport. Yeah, Some people may not. But I'd say it takes talent to be a skateboarder, professional skateboarder. It takes talent and guts.
I can't do it.
I can't do it either. I'm afraid to do it. So, once again, thanks everybody for watching Matt Talk. If you're not watching, if you're like, I don't even know what you're talking about, John. Well, we'll give you a quick overview. Jason and I, 4 years ago, started this Matlock podcast where we watch an episode of Matlock. We take notes on it. We discuss, we review, we even poke fun at it. That's what we do. It's been an overwhelming success, more successful than we could ever imagine that it was going to be. And so we want to kind of capitalize on that. I can speak that we're going to be trying something over the summer months. We're going to be trying to do Matt Talk every single week. All right. So every week at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on a Sunday night, you can join Jason and I at a lot of different places, you know, through any of the Facebook pages for PVDcast, Three Geeks. Jason has it on his personal Facebook page, Matt Talk Facebook page, which is at Matt Talk Podcast, through Twitch, YouTubes. There's a couple of YouTube channels we play it through. Instagram, is that one, Jason?
No. I mean, I need to get into the habit of uploading it onto Instagram after the fact, which I may start doing soon. But as of now, it's not. But that's okay. A very good idea. I might start doing that tonight.
Well, nonetheless, we're going to try this. We're going to see if it's going to be successful. And when I say it's successful, not by terms of like viewerships, we know it's going to be successful. It's just going to be successful because, let's be honest, Jason, we have 9-to-5s. We have two other podcast projects that we definitely want to continue to work on. So hopefully we can find ourselves that perfect spot, that Zen position, so to speak, where we can have PVDcast, Three Geeks Podcast, and Matt Talk, all sister podcasts, clicking all on the same, you know, running on the same cylinders and everything. So we're going to try it. We'll be starting this Sunday, the 9th. With the next episode, which I believe is called The Secret. It's a two-parter. So we will treat that as one episode, by the way, for those folks. And in case you want to know where we are, we're about, what, 5-6 episodes into season 5. We're about halfway done the series. So jump on now if you're not watching. And, you know, I know what you might be saying. Matlock, Andy Griffith, old guy, Court Justice. Give it a shot. If you don't like it, but you know somebody that likes that type of show, like procedural court cases style of dramas, tell folks about it. We would appreciate it. We know it's not for everybody, but we're awful proud, and we're hoping to make this a lot more successful. So with that, circle the date June 9th on the calendar. Jason, did I forget anything else?
No, man. You did very good.
Okay. Are we still going to have the audio track as well? So for those folks that prefer to listen to the audio track rather than watch on YouTube or whatnot, we'll still have that available to you, which Spotify is probably the best place to get the audio track. And yeah, so we're excited for this. You know what, Jason, I didn't even tell you this off air, but I'll tell you this right now. I went to a comic book convention meeting. There's a big comic book convention coming to Columbus, Ohio last night. I talked to a couple folks and they were all fired up. They were more excited, possibly. I don't know. That's a bold statement, but they were more excited about the idea of Matlock going every week than maybe you and I. That's how much people want to get our opinions and our views and our insights on Matlock.
What Comic-Con's coming here?
The Cartoons Crossroads Columbus, the one that comes every fall. They just announced some of the guests last night. That's basically what it was. I can't do it justice. I can only remember a few folks. Brian Lee O'Malley, Art Spiegelman, Chip Zdarsky, Jeff Smith, obviously, since he's a hometown guy. Look, just Google Cartoon Crossroads Columbus. It's there. You'll see the lineup because I'm not even doing it justice. There's so many guests. I think I'm not making this up, Jason. There's like 15, 16, 17 guests from all around the world. There's people coming from Canada, people coming from various different states, people coming from, I think there's somebody coming from Brussels, Belgium. And sadly, it's not Jean-Claude Van Damme. I was excited because they started the announcement with coming all the way from Brussels, Belgium. I'm like, Jean-Claude Van Damme. No, it's somebody else.
I don't think Van Damme voiced a cartoon. He does have a new movie out that I sadly have not watched yet, but I plan on rectifying that this week.
What's it called?
Hold on, I can tell you. It's some generic title. But I'm in. You know me, I'm in. Some of his newer stuff has been really good. I'm not saying this is going to be one of them because the title does not scream it's going to be. But anytime he plays a villain in a movie, it's usually pretty good. Like The Expendables, and then he was in a movie with some other guy that hasn't been around in a long time. But anyway, it is called Darkness of Man.
That sounds like a death metal album name.
It does.
Yeah, it does.
He plays Russell Hatch? Russell Hatch.
What kind of a freaking name is that? That's terrible.
I don't know. Shannon Doherty's in it too. Fascinating.
What? I thought she wasn't doing well.
Well, apparently she's well enough to be in this. Zach Ward, Sticky Fingers.
No, Jesus Onyx. Christ. Sticky Fingers. Well, you know, I'm sure those royalty checks for Slam aren't that high anymore. Dude's got to do what a dude's got to do, right?
He played Blade for a while.
What?
Yeah, in the Blade TV series.
Oh, okay. And I was going to say, why? What you talking about, Willis?
Hey, it's still playing Blade, man. Counts.
Okay. All right, with that, let's start wrapping things up. Jason, tell the folks where they can find you.
You guys can find me everywhere at 3GeeksJ, at 3Geeks Podcast. We're live Saturdays at 7 p.m. Interviews drop in Tuesdays at 6 p.m. And we are running reruns on Sunday at noon. You might see John Orlando pop up in a few.
You may. You very well may. So, all right, man, thanks for sitting down and chatting with me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man, of course. I'm glad to finally be invited onto the program.
You've been invited before many times. We're not even starting this argument. Okay.
We've had reruns of other shows that we've done together have been on here, but I don't know that I've actually been on here as a guest before, but this has been a lot of fun. Everything I hoped it would be.
Okay. Well, I'm glad it's everything you could hope it would be. So, all right, with that, I'm going to throw it to a quick break. And on the other side of the break, I'll be back to wrap up the episode. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, my conversation with Jason Taylor talking about old school TV shows and some old school movies from yours truly, as well as the announcement that Matt Talk is going weekly instead of every other week. And like I said before, I'm real excited for this. I'm looking to see if it's going to be successful. If it's something that Jason and I, and of course our producer Justin, can handle. Can we do all of our other things that we have to do, such as life and adulting and the 3Geeks podcast and this podcast, as well as Matt Talk? We're going to see if we can juggle it all. I think we can. And so please check out an episode if you're interested.
Again, you can find it basically wherever you find podcasts, Spotify for the audio track, for the video, YouTube, the social media pages for the PVD cast, for Three Geeks Podcast, and Matt Talk. Matt Talk Podcast is where you can find us on Facebook. And, you know, like I said, if you liked Andy Griffith and the Andy Griffith Show, and if you liked Matlock, this is probably a great podcast for you. But if you've never checked out either one of those TV shows, maybe you should. Yeah, definitely do that. And then if you're interested, come and check out an episode Sunday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, through the Facebook page of Three Geeks Podcast, PVD Cast, and of course, Matt Talk. And so, now that I beat you over the head with that, let's go ahead and start wrapping things up. Let me tell you where you can get in touch with me if you have a question about this episode, or any episode for that matter. First of all, you can find me on X. My personal handle over there is at PVDMVP. You can leave me a message over on the Facebook, Instagram, and Threads accounts. Just look for at PVDcast. And if you want to be old school and shoot me an email, you can do that too. My email address is johnorlando@pvdcast.com. Now, maybe you want to help spread the word about the PVDcast and tell some folks about it. Well, let them know that there's a lot of different places where they can hear this great podcast. First off, PVDcast.com, the online home of yours truly, is probably the easiest place to go. All of the episodes, new and old, are over there on that website. But you can also check out the PVDcast through any of your favorite podcasting outlets. Just simply go to the search bar in your favorite outlet, type in PVDcast. Sometimes you have to put my name after it, and you should find it. And while we're talking about those podcasting outlets or apps, please make sure to rate and review. Rating and reviewing helps me out in the algorithm so much. And of course, if you're rating and reviewing, you might as well subscribe so that you never miss an episode of the PVD Cast. And every Wednesday night through the Facebook page, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I do a live Facebook broadcast. So that's another easy avenue for checking out PVD Cast in all its glory. So there you go, three simple ways that you can let folks know where they can find my great podcast. All right, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get on out of here. I want to thank you one more time for checking out the episode, and I will chat at each and every one of you later. Stay righteous, stay independent, and stay safe and healthy. Following has been a presentation of John Orlando Enterprises, LLC, copyright 2024.